The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And I've got a guest on the line. I'm going to bring Jennifer Black in. Jennifer is the new chairman of the local Republican Party. Jennifer, I'm going to get to you one second. Let me finish this one texter. Why is voter ID considered racist, but a vaccine passport is not? If the first is racist because the left thinks that minorities are at a disadvantage when it comes to acquiring one, then why is it not true in both cases? Texter number 52. Very, very good point. All right, text line's blowing up. I'm going to have to come to you in a second. I know I had Jennifer to call in. And Jennifer, I am, first of all, congratulations. I know it was, it was interesting to kind of have to vote online, but it kind of made it clear and very easy to know what the numbers were. So, you know, you've stepped into a big job. Now, what I don't know if people know is that you've been involved a very long time. And I don't have a lot of time this morning, but I think it's important that the audience hear about, if I remember correctly, there was a senator who, in a sense, was making decisions for your kid. And you were like, I'm going to do what's best for my child.
That's correct. I mean, you know, thank you for having me. And I do appreciate it. I'm honored to be the chair of the Greenville Republican Party. You're correct. I mean, several years ago, I was an every 4-year voter. And realized really quick when a state senator had introduced legislation that was going to affect how I raise my children. And I woke up really quick that at the time, Obama wasn't the guy that I was really needed to tune into. It was really my local state, you know, House reps and senators. And so that clued me in many years ago. And I've kind of carried that forward and have been involved in this type of civic duty, which is what I call beyond the vote, for, you know, years. And I'm excited to bring that in with the team that I have into the party in itself.
Yeah, very good. So Jennifer, people often ask this question, how do I get involved? And I know if you go to a precinct meeting, but some people are like, you know, first of all, where is it? And I got to tell you, my precinct, they forgot to open the door. So we had our meeting outside on a sidewalk in the wind. But by golly, all 7 of us were going to go to our precinct meeting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, yes, you know, I think that the best situation is to, you know, get involved right directly into the party. That'll probably plug you in the quickest as far as one, getting you potentially in front of your actual legislator, but then also people that are in that same vein as you, just trying to get involved. And we've had a great swell of people that have gotten involved recently, and the energy is great. Absolutely love it. And so, yeah, at the precinct level, so the same people that you're voting with at your precinct, at your voting station, those same, you know, individuals, which, you know, would involve several precincts at a voting station, those same individuals at that level, and then that they take that level over to the party. And every 2 months there are meetings with the Republican Party, specifically the first one being in June, a regular meeting, and then it's every even month from that point forward.
And if somebody wanted to get information, would it just be the website?
Is it greenvillegop.com? Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Yes. And then we will, and then sign up there. That's a key. And then you'll start receiving regular emails about how to get involved. And our goal with our group is to really start plugging people into not just what we are doing, but also what everybody else, you know, whether there'd be a town hall or the Greenville Young Republicans or First Monday or, you know, Upstate Republican Women or, you know, Greenville Republican Women's Club, any of those, you know, different areas to tap into, because, you know, not everybody can attend a Monday night. You know, I mean, especially sometimes with kids and things like that, can't do the Monday night. Maybe, you know, then then maybe you're able to do noon in the middle of the day, you know, with, you know, any of the other groups, or the Thursday evening with Greenville Young Republicans. It just, you know, there's all these different ways, and we certainly need to be a little bit better about sharing that information so that we can, so people can get plugged in, because people are, they're starving for it, for sure.
You know, Jennifer, I've had a couple callers this week, and they, I've got one who catches me bright and early in the morning named JR, and he's a delightful man. Mm-hmm. And he basically says, Deb, the problem is the Republican Party is not reaching out to other communities of color. What are we going to do about that now?
That's a great question. You know, part of our leadership is to engage that, you know, a specific person that can do that, and that person is going to have their own committee and really tap into that. And that's, you know, minority as well as young, because it all begins there at the Young Republicans, for sure. So we're absolutely excited. And that's part of, you know, the June regular meeting, is to really elect that person to become involved, you know, to be the point person. And the person that I have, you know, that we've looked at, is we're really excited. I know that he wants to do this, and he's done this already throughout his work and what he's been doing just on the side. And so I bring that into the party. I think it's a perfect fit.
Yeah. You know, so Jennifer, as you're looking forward in your next steps in bringing the party, we've got a lot of big issues ahead of us. And the question that I get a lot is, Deb, does my activism matter?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest thing that I hear from the delegation, specifically here in Greenville, is that, you know, I don't think much will argue with the fact that these guys are not pushing. They're bringing the legislation. They're doing the work, you know, the work. They're trying to drive those issues in Columbia, but they really are struggling getting past some of the other state, you know, the rest of the state. There's certain areas that are arguably purple, and they need help. They do. They need people to reach out and to, you know, reach across the state and get on board. And I see it all the time. I mean, just yesterday, you know, there was a bill that was, or an amendment that was passed in a budget that had to do with the Second Amendment. And it's very relative to Greenville County, because there is some information, you know, ordinances is happening in Greenville County. Once I heard that, you know, what was happening in the state, I passed that off to a person in Greenville County so that they can do some work and fill the gaps and make sure. And that all that is relative, and it's real time, and it happens all the time. I mean, you know, I know that one of my leader, Stacey Shea, she just had that same issue, similar issue with on the education side, rallied a couple legislators, got amendments going. The amendments are going to show up today. So absolutely, you just have to stay in tune. And the best way to do that is to really build a relationship with your legislator.
Very good.
And really understand what they're driving towards and help them move that along.
Perfect. Jennifer, what's that website again?
GreenvilleGOP.com.
All right, folks. We've been talking to Jennifer Black. She is the new chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, just recently elected. She's a woman who got involved because she cared about her family, and she cares about yours. And we'd love to see you at the local meetings.